Well, good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, representing the Sitka Summer Music Festival, I have the directors, Zul Bailey, Artistic Director, and Caleb Betcher, the Executive Director. Good morning.
Why did you just enunciate Executive Director more than Artistic Director?
Well, having been a former Executive Director, I know that your job title is music, artists.
You made mine sound flowing and hers sound powerful. Artistic director,
Kayla
executive director.
And other duties as assigned.
Well, she is all powerful.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
It's
and
wonderful
she's
to
in
be
the
here.
Room.
I know. We'll include you in the conversation now. So Sitka Summer Music Festival is taking over Sitka for a month, actually June 1st through July 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And Zul, you've been to Sitka many times.
I think this is my sixth or seventh summer. I've been trying to figure out exactly. Was that a plane?
It's the sound of summer, as well as chamber music.
That's good. That's good. And so this is my sixth, I think, summer or seventh. It was 07, I believe, was my first time visiting here as a festival participant. And last summer was my first solo as the artistic director. So, and this is the first summer that Kayla and I are working together exclusively. She was helping a lot and involved last summer, but the reins were passed to her kind of midway last summer.
And Kayla, you were not just a volunteer with the festival before. I know I've seen you on stage at a piano, turning pages. You've played a little bit of violin, maybe?
Oh, you had the final concert last year.
That's true. We, in our final concert last year, incorporated some students from the Fine Arts Camp, which was really amazing and a nice demonstration of the partnership and the work that we're doing with the string programs of the Fine Arts Camp. And I got to be included in that as well. But yeah, I was the a page turner in the past and will be again as needed. Yes. Other duties as assigned.
See? Hence the diction.
But yeah, mostly doing the behind the scenes stuff and the and it's all coming together really well. I mean, we have a whole month full of amazing stuff coming up starting this Saturday, but you know, there's a movie series, there's a cafe concert series on Wednesdays, there's free concerts on Thursdays at noon starting next week,
the park concert
or a week after, yeah,
outreach.
As well as our 8 evening concerts on Friday and Saturday nights and other special events. I mean, I think I counted you know, over 30 events in on our calendar in the next 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's jam-packed. It's a festival. It's the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and it's going to be outstanding.
And you've been planning all year, as well as having events here and in Anchorage. So because there's so much happening, I mean, we can look at the newspaper, we can look in the community calendar. Is there some sort of patterning for the events? Like the concerts are usually a certain night or a special event. Is there some little mnemonic or some little trick that people can...
That's a great, great question. And we have been very specific in that because there's so much. We would like people from Sitka to wake up and know that Wednesday is film night. It's Wednesday, right?
Tuesday.
That Tuesday is film night. And then another specific day is going to be the cafe series. And then the family social day would be Sunday. And so they know when the concerts would be and they don't have to always look and see if they missed something. There's really something for everyone. And there's excluding, I think, the one day, and I made a joke about this yesterday, that there is a dark day, is Monday. Every week, I believe, is the Monday's the only day that something is not happening culturally from the Sitka Summer Music Festival here in Sitka.
Mm-hmm. And that gives you a day to recharge.
To be honest, that's also a day that musicians are coming in and out of town. It's the exchange of the baton day.
And speaking of recharging, before we came on the air, you were glad to be back in Sitka, but you said something very profound. I thought maybe you would be very harried, like, oh my goodness, there's a lot ahead, but you said something different.
Well, Sitka to me is oxygen. Sitka is where I've described it to my friends as kind of where life reboots. And the moment I got here, I had one of the greatest nights' sleep that I've had since I was here last. Where there was no dreams, I didn't move, I laid down, and I woke up in the same position, just opened my eyes and kind of gave myself a high five, just that I'm back, and it's amazing. And it's always been that place to me. And this is from the first day I landed here. And you have mentioned that it has that effect on people. This is the place where I become even more creative in my own thought, because I have space in my thoughts to go with that. So it's a wonderful feeling to be back.
And you're not here just for the month. You're going to be here a little bit longer.
I'm here for almost 2 months, 7 weeks. In fact, I was joking with the board yesterday and Kayla, but it actually wasn't a joke. I was here for almost 4 months last year in Alaska as a total, and Sitka quite a lot. So each summer will be more and more. The idea is to simply have consistency, and we have the Sitka Summer Music Festival has become the premier chamber music, classical music presenter in all of Alaska. And so the mothership is now firmly based here at Stevenson Hall, and all activities come out of here. They kind of begin and end here. So the festival starts the next season for us, and all of the ideas, and they're all kind of incubated and put into place and started here. And then all of those ideas are brought through all of Alaska and culminate next summer. So it's very, very neat to have all of it here now, as opposed to in Anchorage, where it was for many, many years.
Absolutely. Kayla, tell us a little more. We alluded to it earlier at the kickoff event, which is a garden party.
Yeah, our first event is this Saturday, and it's a really it's kind of a new. We tested it out last summer in the middle of the festival, but we're doing it as a kickoff event to really launch into the festival, launch into summer. It's our Wine and Music with Friends event, and it will be. I'm really looking forward to it. We have a board member who has, you know, really taken charge of this, and she just transforms the interior of Centennial Hall. You walk into that room and you feel like you've never been in that room before. It is totally different, into a garden party. Little tables for 2 to 4 people, and some wonderful music, and Zul can talk about how that interaction will happen. I think a lot of camaraderie among the musicians and banter between them and also with the audience, and sort of a less formal kind of performance. But also some wonderful hors d'oeuvres, and we have our own festival wine. We have a Malbec and a Chardonnay that we're going to present for the first time on Saturday night. And you have some of that is included in your ticket price, as well as the food. And it's going to be a wonderful evening. I hope that you and folks can come out and join us for that night.
It's actually very unique, and it's very rarely done. And I think, well, it's starting to be more and more done, even around the United States, where an evening, which includes the socializing, the food, and the entertainment, is all kind of brought into one building. And that's what the ticket price is. And if you break it down, if one were to go to a concert and the concert would be $30, you would not have food, drink, and you would also not have really the ability to socialize too much there. And so what we've done and what we're creating, and it will hopefully be an annual event, which it seems to be working, is that for $50, you're done. And you walk in, and you have everything at your disposal, and you're there for a while. So it's an entire evening of fraternizing and, listening to music and listening to music in a very different kind of way. And this is what's going to be fun, is the musicians are going to be storytelling and talking about behind the music, and there's going to be interaction with the audience. And so it's going to be kind of an elaborate soiree of sorts, as it used to be when this music was presented hundreds of years ago.
And the musicians who are here are completely delightful.
Right.
I had the opportunity to meet them in Anchorage. They came up in the fall, and violinist Gil Morgenstern, pianist Piers Lane, they're fun, phenomenal performers, wonderful people. And David, I haven't met, but, you know.
David Leisner is a guitarist who's coming in, classical guitarist. So it's a very eclectic group of great instruments and featuring different things as well.
And what a great opportunity for people to have sort of an intimate setting and sort of connect with musicians that they wouldn't
normally.
That's
right. It's a perfect way to start off, because it makes it very personalized. So when they then walk on stage for the rest of their time here, people can feel like they're their friends.
Okay, and the tickets are?
Tickets are $50, and you can get them at Old Harbor Books or from our website, sitkamusicfestival.org, or you can call the office, 747-6774, and we can help you out that way as well.
Great, and the venue again was?
Oh, Harrigan Centennial Hall, and it begins at 6. on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Well, Raven Radio and the listeners are very fortunate that we will be having many of the artists coming in weekly to tell us about what's happening with the festival. And I'd like to thank my guests, Zul Bailey and Caleb Betcher, telling us more about coming up Sitka Summer Music Festival. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.